Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik Tess, Mishnah Gimel. Heneach bonim gedoyle muktanim, this person passed away, and he left behind sons that were gedoylem, as well as sons that were ketanim, that were still minors. Now, they were yet to divide the estate. Meanwhile, even before they divided it, the gedoylem didn't just sit back, but his bichu gedoylem esenachasim, the adult sons, Hishbichu from the Lashon of Shvach, they made it better. They improved the properties. So they kind of look, this is a better field than what father left us. But the answer is, Hishbichu li'emtza. It's very nice, the field is producing more, it's worth more, but the profits are going to be shared equally by everybody, including your little brothers. What do you mean? The older sons are saying, we're the ones that hired the workers. We're going to say to them, you paid them out of your own money? No, we took money from the estate and we paid them. So now it's worth more. But you know, we had to make sure the workers do their job, but we had to hire them. Huh? Very nice. You're not getting extra money for that. It's worth more. Good. Everybody will get more, including your younger brothers. But, says the Batanura, if they actually rolled up their sleeves and they were digging and they planted, they planted trees or they built houses on the property or they spent their own money to make the improvements. So then, Taka, we would say that the Shvach goes to them. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Im Amru, but if they say, Ru'u Masha Niach Lanu Abba, you see the property our father left us? See how much it's worth? Harianu Oisim V'Eichlin, we're going to work to make this worth more. But we plan on keeping the profits. Then we say Yishbichu La'atzman. Whatever they made better, they take a keep for themselves. If they said before they started, this is their intention, they didn't use their own money. So the Tosfos Yamtiv says, look, Bezin heard what they said and didn't stop them. And really, even though they're taking the profit, but for the overall feel, it's still better that someone's working on it. So L'maisa, the Ketanim gained by this too. Therefore, because they made the statement beforehand, this is what they're going to do, we let them do it. Sakta Mishnah Vayter V'chein Ha'isha. Now, we're talking about a case here. The Batanura explains from the Gemara, where the woman inherits her husband's estate along with her sisters. How could that be? We said a woman does not get the Yerusha in her husband's estate. She just gets the Ksuba. Well, here's the case. We have Reuven and Shimon. They're brothers. There's no other brother. Reuven has no children. Shimon has three daughters. Now, let's think. Reuven passes away. Reuven has no children. Where does the Yerusha go? Goes up to his father. His father's not alive anymore. It goes back down to his brother, Shimon. Shimon passes away. Where does it go to? Shimon's sons. Shimon has no sons. So where does it go to? His daughters. So basically, Reuven's three nieces are going to Yarshin him. Now, here's one more detail. After Shimon passed away, Reuven married one of his nieces. You're allowed to marry a niece. So now when Reuven passes away and his three nieces yarshin him, one of the nieces is also his wife. This is a rare case of how it's possible for a wife to yarshin a husband. So now, there's Reuven's wife who yarshins her husband really as a niece, not as a wife. But she also has her two sisters, and she takes care of the field. She made it better. This wife, she made the nechasim better. Now she says, why should my two sisters have an equal share? I had to take care of this. No, you made it better, very nice. All three of you are going to yash in a better field, but you're going to divide it equally. However, same cases with the older brothers. Im Amrav, she says, look what my husband left me. I'm going to make it better. But I'm going to work and take the profit. Hishbicha la'atzma, like in the case of the brothers, here she does get the shvach, even though she didn't spend any money that was hers or physically work on the field. But she said so beforehand. Now, the Batanura explains, I would have thought, the fact, people, could you imagine? This lady, she could take care of a field, she could make it better. So, that's so bekovedik for her, that she would be Michael the fact that even though she said it, that she should get the profit. Let all her sisters get the profit. This alone is a hana that people are saying, look what she did for the field. So no, we don't say that. If she made the statement that she's taking the profit, and we let her go ahead with it, then she keeps the profit. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. The man left over older sons and younger sons. The older sons didn't take their own money, they took their father's money, meaning money that was in the estate, but lemaisa, they hired workers, they took care of it. Now the field is worth more. They have to share the profit with their younger brothers, unless they physically did their own work or spent their own money. That would be different. Furthermore, the Mishnah said, if they stated beforehand, we'll take care of the field, but we want the profit, and no one stopped them, then they take and keep the profit. Then we had a rare case of a wife yarshining the husband. We said, how is it possible? It's really nieces yarshining their uncle. One of the nieces happened to be the wife also. And the same thing, she hires money from the estate before it's divided. Like in the previous case, we're talking about the brothers worked on the field before it was divided. And now she says, look, why should everyone get an equal share? I was managing here. So we say, no, unless you did the work yourself, you're not entitled to anything extra. Unless you spent your own money, you're not entitled to anything extra. If she clearly stated beforehand, I'm going to be taking care of this to make the field better. You see what my father left us, but I'll be taking care of it to make it better. As would be the case by the brothers, if they said, you see what father left us and we're going to take care of it, but we want the profit. The brothers said they want the profit. She says she wants the profit. And Lamaisa Bezin let them do it, as the Taisus Yom Tov explains. So we say, Taka, that they keep the profit. In the case of the woman, the Chiddush is, even though she said she wants to keep the profit, but it could be the Shem is such a good Shem that she can do this. So maybe she's Michael the prophet. So we say, no, we don't think she's Michael the prophet.